Thank you, Bob and Lonnie. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You guys remember, you're getting good at this. Welcome to Celebration Sunday here at First Christian Church. It is great. We have a great program today. So I want to remind everybody that we have a friendship register in each pew, and you're going to want to sign that because when you leave out of here today, you're going to want some proof that you were actually at this service so you can tell everybody that you were here to see this service. So we want everybody to sign up. If you're new to the church, please put some contact information there, and we'll be happy to reach out to you. I call your attention to the back of the bulletin with the prayer concerns, and then also to the announcement page. This is the white page. And that, I'm not going to go through every announcement because everybody can read these for themselves. Big thing is that right after we get done celebrating, you're going to be hungry. I know each and every one of you, and we got spaghetti and cake available. So you can't hardly beat that unless there happened to be a pie downstairs. But we're going to have spaghetti and cake, and that's going to be great. So we invite everyone to come down for that. The proceeds from the spaghetti dinner go to help the youth towards their summer program and trip. So please plan on joining us. And if you can't stay for the spaghetti dinner, please have a piece of cake so that we can thank Lonnie for all of her hard work and service for playing the piano that we've done. Are there any other announcements for today? Don't all raise your hand at once now. All right, a quick reminder before we stand up and greet each other. Today's opening hymn that we're going to sing is on the yellow sheet. Am I correct, Amber?
Yes.
All right, so it's on the yellow sheet. All right, at this time, let's stand up and greet one another and wish each other a great day and get this celebration started. please join me in the call to worship. Come, let us celebrate the love of the Lord. Come, let us celebrate the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
We are here, eager to feel God's wind blowing through our lives.
Come, let us celebrate the very presence of Christ in our midst.
We come singing and dancing our way to the table, where all are welcome. Let us celebrate God's love.
O God, giver of joy, the song of creation and teach the birds to sing. We gather this day to celebrate your love through the offering of our praise. Hear us now as we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Seated. Today is a day of celebration and praise. The school year is drawing to a close, and we celebrate the coming of summer. This is our last day our choir and handbells will perform before summer break. So we are celebrating with the gift of music. Please turn your hymnal to page 750. We will sing and read together Psalm 98, which calls us to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Lonnie will play the refrain once, then we'll sing it together each time you see the bold letter R. Please join responsively.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. God's right hand and holy arm have gotten the victory.
The Lord has declared victory and has revealed vindication in the sight of the nations.
The Lord has remembered steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all of earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sounds of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the Lord who reigns.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
The world and those who live in it.
Let the floods clap their hands.
Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, who is coming to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
handbell piece by Arnold Sherman, Festivo, was introduced to our handbell choir at the Spring Ring Handbell Festival. It has several interesting techniques and incorporates both bells and chimes. Listen closely as the piece begins very softly. Watch for the drama of different ringing techniques and let your soul be lifted to the Lord as we make a joyful noise.
Thank you. Make a joyful noise, the psalm tells us. The sea, the hills, everything in the world is invited to join in praise to God. How does your life make a joyful noise? How do you celebrate the love of Jesus? When we sing or dance or run or laugh or play, you embrace that life is a celebration. When we share our food with someone who is hungry or give them a cup of cold water to someone who's thirsty, when we reach out to someone who's lonely or open ourselves up to make a new friend, we celebrate God's love in this world. Music is one of the great gifts of the church. From the hymns sung for generations to the songs we love at church camp, God reaches out through music to touch our souls.
So when we met a while ago in youth group to decide what songs we wanted to put in the service today, one that I immediately thought of is one that I really am just super excited to share with all of you guys today, and it's called My Dog Jesus. That sounds like kind of a funny name, but bear with me. It was written by Kurt Fortmeyer, Al Detrilio, and C.J. Watson. We know it because our regional pastor, Dean Phillips, sings it a lot, and he usually comes to our church camp in the summers and at midwinter and sings it for us, and it's like one of my favorite songs. It's just so good. So we were gonna share it with you guys, and you have to really listen to the lyrics to get the full effect, but I'm warning you, it's kind of an emotional roller coaster, so be prepared.
I found Jesus in the fall of 99. He was living with a Mexican in the trailer next to mine. I got down on my knees. He walked right up to me and licked my face. And old Pablo said he likes you, so I guess that you're okay. I said, what's his name? That's my dog, Jesus. Now before you get all mad, there's lots of reasons why he's got a name like that. He's a shepherd and a good one, man's best friend and then some. He loves me and forgives me no matter what I do. Kind of friend who'd give his life for you. That's my dog Jesus. I found Jesus on my porch at 4 a.m. I couldn't stand to hear him crying. Got up to let him in. That's when I saw the light from the trailer next to mine burning down. And by sunrise, Shady Acres was a patch of smoking ground. And Jesus was nowhere to be found. 12 people searched the rubble, calling out his name. The firemen must have thought we all were crazy. But like the rest, I knew I could have perished in those flames. And I would have to accept that Jesus saved me. I found Jesus 'cause of what that dog showed me. I was baptized 3 days later in a church right down the street. My sins were washed away. I was crying as I prayed him through my tears. I heard the preacher saying, hey, who brought that dog in here? And Pablo answered loud and clear. Oh, that's my dog Jesus. My dog Jesus. That's my dog Jesus. Oh, that's my dog Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We're here today because we have a friend named Jesus. He's a shepherd and a good one, man's best friend and then some. He loves us and forgives us no matter what we do. Jesus is the kind of friend who not only would, but actually already has given his life for us. Thank you for coming today to share in Celebration Sunday, to hear from our youth and our music ministry team. We'll share some prayer concerns. There's a list on the back of your bulletin. And as I lift these up, I encourage you to reach into the pew rack in front of you. Take out a prayer card. It looks like a postcard with a picture of the church on one side. The other side is blank for you to write a note to someone who needs to know that we're praying for them today. And then put that card in the offering tray. You might want to write a note of thanks and gratitude to Lonnie McBee. This is her last Sunday as our paid Sunday morning accompanist and accompanist for the choir. Of course, she will still be a member of our congregation and will sub on the bench at other times in the future. But Lonnie, we are so thankful for the ministry of music you have shared with us over the past year plus. You filled in a great need for the church and did it with grace and wonderful skill. Thank you for your service. In addition to writing a note to Lonnie, you may want to write a note to the Fosters. Becky and Dave Foster are the recipients of our card shower today. Dave is still in the hospital in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, following an accident in Mexico. He is in the process of recovering. The doctors have decreased his sedation. He recognizes his family. He's able to speak and respond, but he's still having a lot of issues just because of the severity of his injuries. His balance is not very good. He is so eager to get out of bed and get out of the hospital. It's a full-time job for the nurses just to keep him there. You might pray for Becky. She's commuting back and forth from a hotel room to the hospital. They've been investigating rehab facilities in the area. And we know that Dave still has some recovery to do before they can come home to Wyoming. So please pray for Becky and Dave, and you might just write them a note and let them know you're thinking of them. We extend prayers of sympathy to Jolene Knaus on the death of her sister, Colleen Martin, and prayers also to Kristen Atkinson, as Colleen is her aunt. Many of the family have traveled to Idaho for services. It was a very sudden loss, so prayers of comfort for them. An addition to the prayer list this morning comes from Betty Axworthy for her grandson-in-law, Reed Rutkin. Reed is 30 years old, and he was injured in a trampoline fall midweek at Highland Park Church during a youth fun night. Reed suffered a severe back injury, and he's been sedated since then. There will be surgery today at the Wyoming Medical Center at 1 o'clock. The procedure will take at least 5 hours. If the full impact of the fall had been just 1 to 2 centimeters different, he would have been completely paralyzed. So we give thanks to God for keeping the injury from being more severe than it could have been. But there will be a long recuperation ahead for Reed, so please hold him and his family in your prayers. We continue to pray for many who are living with cancer, some of whom are even here with us this morning as they're in between treatments. We pray for those who are going through chemo and radiation, and for those who have just recently been diagnosed and are fearful of the journey ahead. Cal Decker's mom is doing well. We continue to pray for her and for his uncle Paul. We pray for Raylan. It is great to have him in worship 2 Sundays in a row. And we welcome to First Christian Church a brand new kidney. Raylan, I presume you brought it with you today. You didn't leave it at home. Yeah. We give thanks to God for the generosity of families who make the decision to donate organ and tissue to support lives of others. Prayers for Dorothy Jones. She has moved to Shepherd of the Valley Care Center. We don't know if that will be a permanent move or not, but she is very eager to have visitors and company. If there's anyone who's out at Shepherd and you have time, stop by and visit with Dorothy. She would love to just have someone sit in her room and hold her hand and let her talk. This morning, we're praying for Anne Gregory, who serves as a missionary in Thailand. And Brianna Black happens to know her because Brianna met Anne when she was over there teaching. And so we pray for our church family that stretches around the world. Our regional prayer partners are the members of Milagro Christian Church in Pueblo, Colorado, and their pastor, Marnie. There's a sheet at the back of the sanctuary you're encouraged to sign and send greetings. Are there other names or situations that we need to be holding in prayer today, additions to our list this morning? Steve. Prayers for exchange students who are wrapping up their time in America. It is an emotional time for students and for host families as they say goodbye for now. And as those students travel home to their home countries to be reunited, we pray for safe travels for exchange students. Jeremy. Congratulations to Jeremy, who is wrapping up a huge course of study as an electrician, and prayers that God will be with him on Friday as he takes the state exam for his journeyman's license. Way in the back, Terry. Happy birthday to Bob Malloy. Let's sing to our trombonist. Leave it to a sister to pick on you at church. Now, Mom has her hand raised. Prayers for Kathy's sister-in-law's family who passed away this week. Prayers for all of those who will be missing Elaine. Jane.
Friday was my last day at Macy's, so I'm
going to
another journey. I'm going to start with Macy's Day Parade tonight.
Prayers for Jane as life continues to be a roller coaster in a way with lots of changes, ending her work at Macy's. And we pray for all of those who have ended work, not by their own choice, but by circumstance and changes in the economy. Prayers for those who are looking for jobs, and prayers for those who are adjusting to life without a job that they have grown to love. Debbie. Prayers for Byron, who comes to our sandwich ministry, and his niece Sylvia, who fell and hit her head and is in the hospital. And prayers of joy and thanksgiving for all those who helped make 33 blankets yesterday at the Fleece Blanket Project, and for all of our partners in town who are giving blankets and sharing with those in need. Lori.
I have a joy and a prayer for my
prayers for Casey, who has had a significant spiritual awakening, who has been struggling with depression for a long time and other issues, and is now on the right path. Prayers for strength for him, that he will continue to make wise choices in the future. And prayers for his mom, as she loves him in healthy ways. Jim.
Prayers for my mother-in-law, Donna Ryan, who is having health issues.
Prayers for Donna Ryan, as she has health issues. When we share in making music together, there are times that songs lift our hearts with joy, and there are times that lyrics and music itself can even bring us to tears as we feel the closeness of God's Spirit and our lives are touched. It is the same with prayer. When we join with one another in prayer, our lives, our hearts, our souls are strengthened. There are times when we are lifted to the heights of joy, and times when the only prayer we can offer is a sigh or a tear. I invite you now to bring the prayers of your hearts to join all those that have been named today as we share together in a moment of silence. O God of all creation, you are the composer of the songs of creation. You are the one who teaches the birds to sing, and you plant music in the lives of your people. Lord, we pray for all this day who are learning to sing your song of love for the first time. We pray for those, O Jesus, who have never met you, who haven't yet even been introduced to you. O God, watch over all of your children. Watch over those who sing songs of joy and those for whom life right now has a sorrowful stanza. Lord, we pray for your healing hand to be upon Dave as he's hospitalized in Florida. Watch over Becky and give her strength as she stands by his side. Lord, we pray for those who are writing new verses to the songs of their lives. For Lonnie, as she enjoys summer travel with Chuck. For Jane, as she leaves behind one form of employment and gives her time to you. We pray for others who are looking for work, and for students who prepare to graduate, and exchange students who will travel across the world, taking home with them in their hearts the memories of a year in America. Bless these students and their families, as the melodies of their lives will shift to a tune that has forever been changed, but continues to be written. We rejoice with Bob and his family at the celebration of his birthday. And we pray for the family of Elaine, who has passed away. Comfort Kathy as she misses her sister-in-law and all of those who are grieving. God, we ask you to be with Jeremy as he takes his state exam on Friday. Help him to be able to express well all the knowledge that he has gained over his course of study. Help him to do his very best as he strives to pass the test for the journeyman's license. Lord, we rejoice at ministry shared, at blankets made, at sandwiches given to feed the hungry. We pray for Byron and his niece, Sylvia. Lord, be with Donna Ryan, Reed Rutkin, Raylan Heck, all those who are living with cancer, and those who struggle with addictions, depression, or mental illness. Holy One, so many of your people need your healing hand upon their lives. For those who face surgery and procedures this week, this day, we pray for your presence with doctors and nurses to bring your gift of healing. And for those who are on the road of recovery, Lord, we pray that your Spirit will pour out upon them continuing strength, renewing health. Lord, be with Casey. Help him continue to see and to know your love and to be able to leave behind the darkness and the battle that he has been through. Be with his mom that she might support him in the best way possible. Lord, we thank you for the gift of music and the gift of ministry. We pray for Anne Gregory as she continues to serve as a missionary in Thailand, for Pastor Marnie and the members of Milagro Christian Church, and for each person called to service here at First Christian in Casper. Lord, help our lives to reflect the joy of your love. May every day we live be a note added to the song of grace and forgiveness that you give. In Jesus' name, amen. When we pray together, we can with great faith say, "It is well with my soul." Whether we are in a season of joy or a time of heartache and hardship, we know that God is with us through Jesus Christ. And so, no matter what the story of our lives may be this day, it is well. Thank you. Thank you, choir, for that message in music. It is well with our souls. That is the song that we sing when we know Jesus, who is the light of the world. If you would take out your hymnal and turn to page 469, you'll find a song that was originally inspired by a Christmas poem. It tells the story not just of the birth of Jesus, but what happens after the wise men and the shepherds have made their way home, and the people of faith are called to carry the light that Jesus gives us. I would invite everyone who is able to stand and join in singing together, "I am the light of the world," as this song helps us to sing and tell the story of our faith. Number 469. You may be seated. Jesus is the light of the world, and Jesus gives us God's light to carry in our hearts and in our lives. Most of you know the children's song, "This Little Light of Mine." I'm going to invite any of our kids who know this song to come forward and help us to sing it together. We're going to sing four verses, "This Little Light of Mine." We'll sing it with the motions. "I'm going to let it shine." "Hide it under a bushel." "No, I'm going to let it shine." "Won't let Satan it out." "I'm going to let it shine." all around the world now. We're going to let it shine. So I invite you all to be in the children's choir today. Get your little lights ready. Get them up. Get them lit. And let's sing. Good job, Max and Colin. Guys, get back and sit down. One of the ways that we share God's light with our children is through songs. Another way is by making sure that they have the opportunity to read and study God's Word. We give thanks today for all of our Sunday school teachers, our Vacation Bible School volunteers. VBS this summer will be a one-day event in Bear Trap Meadow. On a Saturday in July, we'll be up on the mountain. If you have children or grandchildren, please make sure that you stay tuned for announcements about Vacation Bible School this summer. This morning, I'm going to invite Caleb Woods to come forward. And if we happen to have anyone else here who has just finished second grade, they're invited to come forward as well. We don't want anybody to miss out. Caleb knows what's coming. And I think he's a little excited about it. A couple years ago, he watched his big brother come up when Evan finished second grade and get his very own Bible. And now, this is yours. You're welcome, Caleb. It is always a joy when our children grow to the point that they're ready to be in the pastor's class to see them bring with them their Bible that they received a few years before when they finished second grade. And it's especially exciting when I can tell that some of those pages have been turned and maybe even bent a little at the corners or a little bit sticky. It's okay. It means that they have been reading God's Word. So Caleb, your whole church family is excited for you, and we look forward to sharing with you the stories that you will be reading in your very own Bible. If there is anyone in our congregation who does not have a Bible, who needs one, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are, please let me know, because we have adult study Bibles available as well. So please don't be embarrassed if you suddenly realize, you know, I don't have a Bible at home, and I'm not even sure where to get one. Come see me. You can get one for free from the church. This morning, I'm going to invite Jane Baker to come forward. She is the outgoing president of Christian Women's Fellowship Executive Board. And Jane, I don't know if you have friends coming up with you. CWF has a special presentation. The reason Jane is outgoing is because she's moving to Denver. At the last board meeting, we joked that she didn't let us vote on it because she knew we would say no and she'd have to stay here. This morning, CWF has a special presentation to make. It's not listed in the bulletin because it's a surprise for our youth. So I want to ask any of our young people who are going to Florida this summer to please come forward. Jane?
I can't think of a better group of people to let this light shine than in our youth group of today, and hopefully for the years to come. They are a true example of our church's ability to assist them and to let them grow to be the fine young adults that we wish them to be, and wish them for all the happiness in the world. On behalf of the CWF Executive Board, it is my pleasure to present to you this check for $500.
Thank you, Jane, and all the women of CWF for your generous support of our youth mission trip this summer.
Growing up as a youth, and I know that seems like a long, long time ago, but when I went through my pastoral classes and that, communion was always the somber part of the service. It was a time for reflection on the Last Supper the disciples had with Jesus, and then the crucifixion of Christ. And so as I thought last night about Celebration Sunday, I tried to think, okay, how do I make this a celebration instead of a somber moment in the service? Because we all know that so far we've had an uplifting service. And so I thought about it. And if you kind of flip it over on the other side, and I mean, this takes a little bit of creativity, but flip it over on the other side, it is a celebration. It's a celebration because anyone who seeks God's love is welcome at this table. It's a celebration that the bread that's shared nourishes our soul and our spirit. And the blood of the covenant and the juice we partake in says Jesus, our Lord Savior, is always in front of us and is always with us through tough times and good times. So as we partake of communion today, I ask you not to think of it as a somber message, but as a celebration of Christ's life and his life he gives to each and every one of us as we sing our communion hymn number 339. 330. Whatever it is there, though, I can't read it.
Thank you.
As we come to this table, all who believe in Jesus are invited to share in the Lord's Supper with us, as we remember that night long ago when he met with his friends in the upper room. While they were at table, he took bread and blessed it. And after giving thanks, he gave it to his friends and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you, to forgive your sin and the sins of many." Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's life, death, and resurrection until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
O Lord, the God of our people in generations past, we come to this table to partake of the bread and the cup as those who tread upon hallowed ground. May we approach it with deepest reverence. Help us to remember the true sacrifice which Jesus Christ made that we might have life. Forgive our sins and set us steadfastly to follow you. In his name, amen.
Today we're joining with other Disciples of Christ congregations across the country to collect the Pentecost special day offering. On Pentecost, God's Spirit stirred the first followers of Jesus to celebrate and share the good news of God's love in every language possible. God's Spirit is still blowing through the church today. This special offering is dedicated to starting new churches. Half of the offering will stay in the Central Rocky Mountain region for new church starts, while the rest will support church planting across the U.S. and Canada. The theme of this year's offering is A Second Wind. Here's a video to tell us the story of a new Disciples of Christ congregation.
When my husband and I started a new Disciples community in the Pacific Northwest, we weren't sure what to expect. We'd been struggling with having hope in the church, like a boat adrift on a quiet sea. And here we were in a part of the country where, when it comes to religion, many people check the none box. And if there was a done box, I'm pretty sure they'd check that too. We have felt the pull of being none and done ourselves. Then God surprised us with a second wind. The Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, invited us to start a new church, a place we call Our Common Table. A community where all are welcome, where no one is excluded, where everyone is invited to feast with Jesus. We've been at it for over a year now, and it's not magic. It's awkward and messy and painful. And yet, at the very same time, miraculous and so beautiful. Our sails are full, and it makes us want to stay the course. God's Spirit blowing through. Jesus showing up and whispering, "I am making all things new." Our hope in the church was adrift in the doldrums, but God's sweet Spirit has brought us to our common table, and we've all received our second wind.
O gracious God, we ask that you bless these tithes and offerings today. You ask that the church continues to use these offerings for our community outreach, to support our youth, to spread your message through music and song, and to lift up lives in this church and throughout our community. In these things we ask in your name. Amen.
As our youth and children and choir come forward, I'll share with you a verse from the 8th chapter of Romans. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thanks to John Curley for playing bongos for us today. Appreciate that. And of course, for Lonnie and all her hard work. And we love it, especially when the kids come up and join us. Here we go. He is mine.
Surely conquer all. Yes, Jesus is the one.
Ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, yes, you wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, ni wangu, yes, you wangu.
Yeah.
Swahili in that song, in case you couldn't tell.
Lonnie, can you come here, please?
No.
Do it anyway.
No.
I've been sassy for over a year.
We want to thank Lonnie for all of her hard work. And the only way that we can thank her, besides saying we love you, is through something that she loves to do, which is gardening. And we got her a rose because she is a rose. She has some thorns sometimes. For the most part, she has been so awesome. Her music has been awesome. And she's only denied me one song. Can you believe that? So we love her, and this is the way we want her. So thank you. So please tell her how much you have enjoyed her music, as we have, and we're going to miss her as our accompanist.
Oh, thank you very much.
We have cake downstairs to celebrate Lonnie right after the service. It's okay to eat cake first if you're not staying for spaghetti, okay?
Our last song of the day is our hymn of dedication, We Are Walking. It's on page 442. In Spanish, it's Caminando. In Swahili, it's Siya Hamba. We're just going to sing in English. We will sing We Are Walking, We Are Singing, We Are Dancing, in the light of God. By the time we get to the third verse, you'll have a feel for the song and feel free to dance. We extend an invitation to anyone who wants to continue celebrating with God in your life. If you're looking for a church home, if you've never given your heart to Jesus and you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing together. We are walking in the light of God. We are singing and dancing and living in your light. Thank you for the gift of this day of joy. May your celebration spirit go forth with us throughout this week. Bless each one gathered here, O God, that we might dance out into the world carrying your light within us to bless others. In Jesus' name, amen.